More than 40 years after it closed, Union Station will reopen on June 26 to serve train, intercity, and local transit authority bus passengers as a modern transportation hub that recalls the heyday of 20th century train travel. The public reopening will be preceded by a weekend of events, including a Saturday night black tie gala and Sunday open houses. The Union Station opening weekend marks the 40th anniversary of the launch of Congressman Richard Neal's political career, when he announced his candidacy for Springfield City Council with a promise to one day restore and reopen Union Station. After decades of false starts, Neal, as a senior member of the House Ways and Means Committee, was able to get the project across the finish line.
Sometimes in the course of a career, one has the opportunity to say they've had a chance to participate in a it-will-never-happen moment.
Neal showed off the renovated Union Station to a gathering of media, civic leaders, and others who participated in the project. Neal secured 80% of the funding for the project from the federal government starting in 2008. He said in today's political climate in Washington, that would not be possible.
That's just the reality of it. I mean, the reality is that the moratorium on congressional earmarking, sequestration. Now, I think it would have been very difficult to, if not impossible, to do this or to do the courthouse. Or State Street, for that matter. I mean, many of the big projects that I've worked on in Southbridge, the Defense Accounting Center, I mean, all of these would have been very, very hard, if not impossible, to do.
The Union Station project spanned the administrations of Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, a Democrat, and current Governor Charlie Baker, a Republican. The state paid for 20% of the project. The restored Union Station features the original terrazzo floors, the original analog clock refurbished to working condition, restored artifacts including an authentic baggage cart, and recreated period lighting. There are modern travel amenities including a large electronic signboard and Wi-Fi. There will be a new train boarding platform, a 26-bay bus terminal, and 377-space parking garage. Union Station is reopening as train travel is making a comeback, according to Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy.
And Springfield will be the better for it, and we're looking forward to some very, very good years.
The Hartford Line commuter rail system is scheduled to become operational in 2018, and that will mean a dozen round-trip trains a day between New Haven and Springfield. Reporting from downtown Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.